Okay, so how can a person get insured then? So there's five steps that you need to know. Step number one is contact an insurance company. So you can contact an insurance company directly, or you can go through a broker or an agent. So a broker, they work independently of insurance companies. So what they'll do, you'll go to a broker and you say you want to get insurance. They will go around to all the insurance companies and they'll get you the best premium or the best price that you should pay. An agent then works for a particular insurance company. So you're talking like VHI or Aviva, they will work for them, for that particular insurance company. So you need to contact them first. You can also fill out to get a quote online as well, and they'll get you a quote, they'll give you a quote, and then somebody will ring you back after that. Number two, you fill in a proposal form. Now, a proposal form, definition for what a proposal form is. So this is an application form which is completed by the person who's applying for insurance cover. And the exposure unit, this is the object that is being insured. So there are two important terms, proposal form and exposure unit. So the proposal form is the application form, and the exposure unit is the object that's being insured. Third one then, the risk is assessed and a premium is calculated. So remember, a premium is the amount of money you're going to pay the insurance company for your insurance. So the insurance company will calculate a premium fee that is to be paid, and a quotation is issued. So the premium that you're going to have to pay will be based on the following. So the level of risk. So for example, if you're getting health insurance and you smoke, your risk is going to be higher, so your premium is going to be higher. The value. So if you think about the house that you're insuring, the value of the house. If the value of the house is higher, well, then the premium is going to be higher. Loadings then. So loadings are extra charges that are added to motor insurance to account for the different characteristics. So for example, the type of car you have. If it's a really fast car, really powerful car, well then your insurance is going to be higher, the premium is going to be higher, and then the profit targets. So those four things will be taken into consideration when calculating your premium. So one, the level of risk. Two, the value. Three, any loadings, which are extra charges. And four, any profit targets from the company. Your fourth step then, so after your risk is assessed and the premium is calculated, the fourth step then, the company will issue a policy. So if the quotation is accepted, a cover note is issued. So what is a cover note? You need to know what a cover note is. So this is a cover note. This is a temporary document that is issued by the insurance company as proof of insurance contract until the fund policy is ready. So they'll issue you a cover note. You can put that on your vehicle or your car and drive it around, and if you're stopped, but then they'll know that you actually have full insurance until the full policy is sent out. An insurance policy is then sent out and includes the full contract, such as the item insured, the value, compensation, and any conditions that are attached to it. Your fifth step then, if it happens, so if a risk occurs, so you can make a claim if the insured event occurs. So if a risk occurs that a person is covered for, a claim form must be filled out by the insured. So what is a claim form? This is a document that must be completed describing what happened and stating the loss suffered. If a risk occurs that a person is covered for, a claim form must be filled out by the insured. This is a document that must be completed describing what happened and stating the loss suffered.